This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. The financial crisis and its fallout cast Wall Street banks in a very poor light and sent many people looking for alternative places to stash their cash. Some turned to credit unions, but at least initially, many found them lacking. Over the last few years, however, credit unions have stepped up their game. This week, the consumer website Bankrate released its 2013 survey of credit unions. Greg McBride is the senior financial analyst there. Hey, Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's say I want to open a new account today. Make the pitch. Why should I opt for a credit union over a bank?
Well, I think what people need to do is at least consider credit unions. This is not a one-size-fits-all solution by any means, but I think when you look at how compelling the offers can be from credit unions, and we found that more than 70% of the nation's largest credit unions offer a free checking account. That's about twice the pace that we see among banks. I think that warrants them at least being in the conversation.
Well, how can they afford to do that, offer that free checking?
Well, credit unions are a couple of things. First, by nature, they're not-for-profit cooperatives. The other thing is free checking at many credit unions has been a staple long before it became fashionable among banks to do so. So even confronted with higher regulatory and compliance costs, as many banks have also faced, credit unions have other levers that they can pull before they need to start instituting fees on checking accounts. So, for example, a checking account that used to pay interest, they may convert that to non-interest. They may eliminate other products and services, those kind of things, before they have to actually start instituting fees on their members.
Well, in contrast then, what are the advantages that a bank can offer?
I think a lot of the advantages and a lot of the reasons that a lot of people, when they're switching banks, still go to either another bank or one of the large banks is that the desire to be able to bank, for example, from mobile capabilities is best among the larger banks. And that's something that particularly those under age 30 really strive for. So I think that's a real competitive advantage. Credit unions tend to be later adopters of that type of technology, but it's still coming. A lot of credit unions have added mobile banking, and there are still more adding it every day. But the ability to bank anytime, anywhere, and on your own terms, to the extent that consumers desire that, they're finding that first and most easily at banks. But the trade-off is that you're often seeing less availability of things like free checking.
What about ATMs? How much of a problem is that for credit union users, especially if it's a small one?
Not so much anymore. And the credit unions have made big strides to really level the playing field in that regard. A lot of very small credit unions belong to much larger ATM networks. I mean, one of the largest ATM networks out there is the Co-op Network, and it's a credit union ATM network. They have more than 30,000 ATMs around the country. So a lot of small credit unions that have one or two branches and only a handful of ATMs may easily open up thousands of ATMs to their members that they can use free of charge around the country by participation in one of these larger networks.
Well, credit unions weren't lagging behind just on mobile technology. Just a few years ago, a lot of people went to join credit unions, found that they were just poorly staffed and they only had a handful of branches, and the technology was really outdated, you know, like 1980s outdated. How substantially has that changed?
Well, there's 7,000 credit unions in the country, so I hesitate to paint with too broad a brush, but a lot of credit unions by nature, they're very small and they may have been affiliated with one employer or affinity group or university, but those fields of membership have expanded. And so a lot of credit unions are now bigger, either through consolidation or just by expanding fields of membership. And I think a lot of people will find that they have a lot of the same capabilities that they do at their banking counterparts.
Well, they sound great. I'm tempted to sign up. So can anyone join?
And depending on where you live, yes, anybody can join. And by that, I mean there are what are known as community credit unions. These are credit unions that have a charter that allows anybody that lives, works, or attends school within that particular community to become a member of the credit union. So that's an example of, you know, the broadest application. There are other credit unions that, as I said earlier, they may have started out being affiliated with one employer, but they have really expanded that field of membership and now may be eligible to dozens of other employers in that area. Universities. Credit unions often have an affiliation with a particular university. So students, faculty, their family may find that to be a viable avenue as well.
Greg McBride is senior financial analyst at Bankrate. Greg, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.